annual global IP traffic will pass the zettabyte ZB, 1,000 exabytes EB threshold by the end of 2016, and will reach 2.3 ZB per year by 2020. By the end of 2016, global IP traffic will reach 1.1 ZB per year, or 88.7 EB per month. And by 2020, global IP traffic will reach 2.3 ZB per year, or 194 EB per month. By 2020, the gigabyte equivalent of all movies ever made will cross the global internet every 2 minutes.
Hot on the social media meter. Dylan, if you could just knock that down to a 45, that would be good. 45 BPL is what we need there. I'm noticing that the Facebook bleed through is a lot stronger than the Instagram bleed through. I don't know if that's going to have an impact.
Yeah, I think we. Here, can you turn the Instagram up to 17?
Globally, IP traffic will reach 511 terabits per second. In 2020, the equivalent of 142 million people streaming internet high-definition video simultaneously all day, every day.
I think that should do it. Twitter. Twitter's good. Twitter's good. I don't think we really need to worry about that.
Global IP traffic in 2020 will be equivalent to 504 billion DVDs per year, 42 billion DVDs per month, or 58 million DVDs per hour.
I'm kind of a little concerned about the inconsistency of the spectral monitor. What do you think about that? I think if I...
I can always turn down the thermal dynamics if that would help it out.
Yeah, let's try that.
On average, human knowledge is doubling every 13 months. According to IBM, the build-out of the Internet of Things will lead to the doubling of knowledge every 12 hours. Smartphones are data-creating machines, and by 2020, there will be 6.1 billion smartphones on Earth. Data is becoming a force of nature.
Have we said everything we need to say here? Is our transmission pretty much complete?
I think for this particular transmission, we do have a solid anchor.
End transmission 3.